Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jade's favourite artist. Is it off all time? Would you rate that? Ben Lee, come on.
Oh, yeah, he's probably favourite.
Artist of all time. How to Survive a Broken Heart. In case you haven't noticed tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because the transmission here at Joy has been dropping in and out, vice versa and whatnot, we are having a bit of an underlying theme with our music tonight, a very, very, very interesting sort of message, an embedded message, if you will, in our song choice. And we do have a Madonna album to give away, Hard Candy. If you are a Joy member, if you can figure out what our underlying music theme is, feel free to SMS us on 0427JOY949. We are in the middle of our shoe swap. Before that, Jade was just testing my trivia knowledge. If you were listening with your pen and paper ready, you would have gotten the questions down for our trivia tonight, because I'm crap at trivia, so this is our shoe swap this week. On the flip side, Jade hasn't gone home empty-handed.
No.
It's every gay man's fantasy to sort of be sort of like a shopaholic, or, you know, to shop for a living, to be a professional shopper.
Isn't it like every straight woman's dream to have a gay male friend that they can go shopping with?
Not to generalize on both accounts, but yes.
Well, I've watched Sex and the City.
I know
what the straight women want.
I've never seen an episode of Sex and the City and really? They call me gay. I don't know why. So, Jade, you are about to embark on a world of being a personal shopper or being an expert shopper?
Well, I guess being an expert shopper, because I see this kind of feeds into the social awkwardness, because I, like, when it comes to things like parties or trying to buy gifts for people, like, I'm always obsessing about whether people, what I'm getting is what people want and what to do and how to pick a good gift. And if I don't pick a good gift, what are they saying about me behind my back and all of this kind of stuff that's going on internally that no one should ever have to hear about. But so I've got some tips about how to pick the perfect gift. Tip number one, buy for the recipient, not for you.
Jade, can I just interrupt?
And this is like the Homer Simpson rule, right? Has anyone, like, the episode of The Simpsons where Homer buys Marge a bowling ball that even has his name engraved in it, right, for her birthday? That is proof. This is like the Homer Simpson theory. Number one, buy for the recipient, not for you.
I always end up setting my mind when I go out shopping to, like, when I was getting you a present for the weekend for the housewarming, I set out to get you a present, and then I end up going home with new scarves and a new top and a jacket, and I'm like, what did I go out for? All the way out to Knoxville, what did I go out for? I'm, ooh, oops.
Oh, so I get left behind in the whole big scheme of things then.
Yeah, in the initial sort of shopping venture, but not, no, eventually I got on task, I had to focus. Think of who you're buying for, not for yourself.
Exactly. And so make sure that you're keeping likes and dislikes of the recipient in mind when you're coming up with what you're looking for in terms of a gift. Tip number two, find out the recipient's preferences. So when you're buying a gift for someone, the million-dollar question is, what do they want? So what you need to do to find out what they want is to keep your eyes and ears open, and people are always talking about the things they wish they had, and that's when a little light goes off in your head and you store that information away, and that's where your new trivia knowledge is going to come in handy, practicing remembering facts.
Practicing remembering facts for trivia has correlations with being a good shopper.
Yes.
Did y'all get that?
Everything can relate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way that you can do it, is to actually go shopping with that person and sort of see what they're drawn to. Tip number three, make a budget and stick to it. Do we need to explain more?
Yeah, fundamental, don't go over what your means is.
Yes. And make sure that you're like spending within the range of where they sit in your life, basically. Tip number four, plan gifts in advance. Now, I am like so guilty of this. I am the king / queen, whatever you want to call it, of running around the day of someone's birthday trying to find them a birthday present. And I like do it with my mom. I do it with every person. Planning a gift in advance, it gives you plenty of time to choose a good gift and keep it within budget so you're not just buying random things. And it also helps relieve the stress. Number five, it is not just the thought that counts. We're always hearing it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
If you have an idea for a great gift, you must execute it and you must execute it well. I've got a perfect example of this. I bought my mum, I thought, my mum turned 50 last year and I thought, oh, wouldn't it be brilliant if I did a scrapbook and I took photos on the night of her party and then, you know, put it in, like I made the scrapbook up for her so that she's got all of these memories of this night and, you know, she doesn't see her family very often and I thought it would be a brilliant idea. Mind you, it took me like 3 months to finish this thing.
Oh.
By Christmas, my mum was opening the scrapbook from her birthday. That is a perfect example of not just the thought. Number six, don't create work for the recipient.
Ah, no IKEA furniture.
Yes. Number seven, stock up on gifts. The tip here is that if you stock up on generic things, then at least you've got, like, for people who you're kind of on the outer echelon of your social
sort of
group,
like acquaintances.
Yes. You've got sort of this backup thing that you don't have to worry about going and stressing out about. You've got, like, this backup gifts in the back of your mind.
You know, my mum is very good at doing that. I never thought that my mum was such a good shopper until I'm listening to you now, because she does, you know, stock up gifts. And you open, like, a secret closet in our laundry and there's, like, random picture frames, candles. Candles are pretty generic. I mean, depends on who you're giving it to. Candles. She's got picture frames. She's got address books, random stuff like that.
Your
bookmarks, sometimes pretty tissue box holders. You know.
See, listen to David Lim's mum. She knows what she's
doing. Mama knows best,
yeah,
you know.
As always. Number eight, personalized gifts make great gifts. In general, personalized gifts show that you care.
Oh.
So make, and it means that you showed, like, you've made an effort, all of that kind of stuff. So keep that in mind. But, you know, not everyone wants a personalized mug. Also remember that.
They're just daggy.
Yes.
Don't do, yeah. No.
Number nine, buy gifts keeping in mind simple logistics. So when you're buying a gift, make sure you keep in mind the age, the gender, the relationship, the occasion of the person receiving the gift. Like, consider all of those sort of basic things before you go into the big picture stuff. Number 10, buy for the recipient from you. The idea behind giving a gift is to show the person how much you care, so that the single most important factor that will determine whether you buy a perfect gift or one that is, you know, just thrown out the back, is how involved you are in the buying process. So always keep that in mind.
There is no shortcut to it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be the ideal shopper, the perfect shopper, the expert shopper, this is how you do it. Thank you for sharing that with us, Jade. I feel that much more enlightened. And, you know, between you and me now, we know that we can't get each other crappy gifts now.
Yes.
We can't plead ignorance.
There's no excuse.
Now, beforehand, I attempted 10 questions, a trivia sort of thing, because I'm terrible at trivia, as you all know now. If you didn't know before, you do know now. Common knowledge is apparently not so common here in my head. And general knowledge itself, for a journalism student, you'd think I'd know a few things. But these 10 questions, I don't know, has anyone out there found it incredibly easy or incredibly hard? But let's refresh everyone's memories. You read the 10 questions and I'll come back with the answers now.
Okay, question number one. Name 10 countries starting with the letter A.
10 countries starting with the letter A. That's Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That's Austria. Who could forget that country? It's quite infamous right now, especially given this week's news. That's two. Three was Armenia. I don't even know. I think it's Armenia. Is that a country?
Armenia
is a country.
Yes.
Afghanistan. That was a light bulb moment for me.
Yep.
Albania, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'm not sure if it's Angola or Angora.
Angola, yes.
Angola. That's all I got. I'm sorry. Six.
You've also got the option of Algeria.
Oh.
Andorra. Argentina. Antigua. Yeah.
I don't even know where these places are.
I won't go on.
Okay. So that's 10. That's 10. There really are 10 countries starting with the letter A. America doesn't count. If for those people playing at home, you wrote down America. No, it's United States of America. Mm-mm.
So it starts with a U.
Yes. Question number two was,
what element has the symbol SN on the periodic table?
Now, I vaguely remember this from high school. I know SN was like a weird one. Like it didn't have any, the actual element didn't have the letters S or N in it, or maybe it had N. I think it's tin. Yes, is it a tin or copper? It's tin?
It is tin.
Awesome. Question three.
Whew. Question number three. Who was the author of To Kill a Mockingbird?
Harper Lee. So I'm not so bad, am I?
You're doing quite well, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Now, the next question was,
the Mariah, list five Mariah Carey top 10 hits in Australia.
All right. Y'all know I love my Mariah. So, and I'm a bit of a pop music junkie, so there's no reason to get this wrong. Seven top 10 Mariah hits. Lover Boy, We Belong Together, It's Like That, Shake It Off, pretty much everything for Emancipation. And Fantasy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah? And did I get yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. All right. Full points for that.
Question number five. Sin, cos, and tan all relate to which mathematical function?
I said algebra, but then I'm pretty sure it's not algebra now. What is it?
It's trigonometry. You know the triangles? It's all about the triangles.
Oh, please. I threw maths away, please. No. I was definitely more the English student at school. Question six.
Which Australian state is Fraser Island a part of?
WA or Queensland? I'm not sure.
It's Queensland.
Okay, well, I think I get half a point or something.
Maybe a half a point. Yeah. Maybe a half a point on that one.
Who knows where Fraser Island is anyway?
Number seven, where are the crown jewels of England kept?
London, of course.
They're actually kept in the Tower of England, to be more specific, rather than, you know, the general rule of let me just say a random city and hope that it's there.
Sorry, Jade. Where was it? Tower of London?
The Tower of England.
Tower of England, which is probably in London anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Probably.
Question eight was,
which political figure did Stevie Wonder dedicate the Oscar for I Just Called to Say I Love You To in 1985?
Some random, I don't know a lot of political figures, but I'll say Bill Clinton.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Look, it was 1985. I wasn't born yet. And listen to me give off excuses, but that's obscure. I mean, that's obscure. I'm sorry. That was hard.
What is the currency for Vietnam?
Because I have lots of backpacker friends now at my new call center work.
Yeah.
I can tell you it's dong.
Yes, it is. Very interestingly named. Who invented the miniskirt? Dave, question number 10. This is your final one.
Oh, no. Who invented the miniskirt? It wasn't Twiggy. Sorry. Oh, gay man, fashion. Come on, click, 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 think. I don't know who's around that long, Donatella Versace or Karl Lagerfeld.
Mary Quant.
Mary Quant?
Yeah, she's a fashion designer.
She's dead or something. I don't know who she is, but
Well, maybe the miniskirt was the only thing that she invented that was of note.
Yeah, maybe. That's obscure. God, I feel ashamed of myself now as a gay man not knowing that. And the crown jewels of England, yeah, quite ashamed of myself.
Well, you know, if you had have asked me a question like who invented tracksuit pants, I doubt I would have known.
Even though you pimp it a lot,
yeah.
Doubt you did it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was, of course, the trivia questions for tonight's Shoe Swap. I hope you did better than I did. I did quite shocking. I did something shocking out of that. Girl, you don't want to know. But coming up after this, of course, on Different Strokes, we've got our Rainbow Road Test where we were talking about gay animals.
Ooh.
Homosexuality in the animal kingdom.
And make sure that if you want to win Madonna's CD, and everyone does.
Including Jade.
Yeah, well, I totally want to win it, except I've been given like five copies of my own.
Hard Candy is the name of the album.
Hard
Madonna's
Candy
new album
is the name of the album. You can win it if you SMS us in what is the theme of our song choices tonight. Now, listen to the lyrics. That'll help you. That's my clue.
Jade, you're giving away clues.
I hate giving away clues.
You're giving away clues, but there is a hidden message in all of our songs.
There is. So listen. Make sure you're listening very intently. And now I know it's difficult when the signal's dropping in and out, but, you know, make
you get the feel
most
of it.
Yeah, make sure you do. 0427 JOY 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You can listen to Different Strokes live on JOY 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/DifferentStrokesRadio.